Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. And today we're hopefully going to be on the phone to James Tregaskis, who is in America. And I think he's in a motel somewhere, but we will shortly try and make contact with him. Hello, James.
Hello. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I just woke up. Hello? Hello?
Oh, yes, James, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just woke up.
Oh, okay. Well,
Are you all right?
It's about time you were up anyway.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You've got to get out there on the road.
What?
You should be out on the road.
Be in a minute when I've had a coffee.
Okay, so where are you exactly? Can you tell us where you're?
I'm in Weaverville. It's right in the middle of the Rockies, and there are bears up here. It's very frightening. So I checked into a motel.
Yeah.
Because yesterday I checked into campsite, but apart from about 10 Mexicans, there was no one there. But then I went to the toilet,
yeah.
And it was filled with this orange chewing gum.
Right.
I think a bear went in there first.
Right. Yes, we want to hear all about the toilets.
Sorry.
But where is Weaverville?
Weaverville is on Highway 299.
We've got Chris Weaver here in the.
Hello, Chris.
It's a bit of a coincidence, isn't it, that you're in Weaverville? People won't believe that you're actually there at this rate.
I promise you, I am.
Okay.
So many lorries with logs on them chasing me down the hill. I got chased down the hill. It's a single-lane highway.
Yeah.
And this very steep 16-degree slope and 18-wheel lorries that go very fast down the hill, faster than my motorcycle can go, really.
Right.
And I was absolutely terrified yesterday.
Yeah. So where is Weaverville again? Which state is it in?
It's in Northern California, in the Rockies, on Route 299. You pass Eureka.
Right.
You turn right on the 299 from Highway 1.
Uh-huh.
And you make your way over, try and make my way over to Highway 5, which takes me up to Oregon this afternoon, and then Washington, and then Canada, and then Alaska.
Yeah.
A long way to go.
How far have you come so far?
Well, I went an indirect route. I've come about 1,600 miles because I tried to visit Art Bell's establishment in...
We saw the picture
in
on
Death
the...
Valley.
Yeah.
And my clutch cable broke after Death Valley.
Yeah.
Which was a bit worrying.
Gosh, yeah. And haven't you visited Rob Simone as well?
Yeah, I met Rob. Very nice chap. We got a bit drunk.
Yeah.
And in the farmer's market in Los Angeles, which is... So full of, farmers buying markets.
Yeah.
But it was quite nice, really. And, he's a nice chap.
Yeah. Is it the first time you've met him?
First time I met him, yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't seem to know what was happening in London much.
No.
But he knows what's going on in Los Angeles. It's so very far away, Los Angeles, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in terms of... what people do, and culturally. And,
yeah. So so where did you buy your motorbike? Tell us how you arrived and what you did.
You really want the straight story?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It was Craigslist, which is on the internet. You can look at yourself. Craigslist, and I hired a car, and I went to see a few. They were all dotted all over the place. And there was an awful lot of rubbish. And then I found this one in Hollywood, which this was a police ex-police bike. And, it runs okay. Drinks
was
a lot of oil.
Kawasaki, isn't it, or something?
It's a Kawasaki KZ1000.
Right.
They say Z here.
You've picked it up already, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah, and, It works fine. It wasn't a highway patrol bike. It was like the one that you know on Chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. These people wear tight clothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And drive around with sunglasses on.
Oh yes, I know.
It's
complete
fabrication because in fact most of the policemen here sit around in cafes and then they sort of jump out behind bushes to radar you. But anyway, it's that kind of bike, and it was a city bike.
Right.
So it's had a hard old life.
Yeah. And so you've done 1,600 miles, and you are heading for Alaska then? You think you're going to make it to...
Yeah, well, if it breaks down, I won't. And then I've got an 8,000-mile journey back over to New York.
Right, right. I sort of picture you of an evening, kind of sitting in a roadside pool room at the bar, you know, asking for one for the road and things like that.
Yeah, well, the bars are good, actually, because they're usually the sort of normal people hang around the bars. They're sort of are people running away from the Christian-type people follow all these rules and things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the bars are good, and you hang out there. That's good.
And listen to jukeboxes.
I don't know. It's mostly the TV. It's
is it? Oh, yeah.
Mostly the History Channel telling you about 2012.
Yeah.
Or you get... Actually, there was one bar which had The Outer Limits, which is a very surreal program.
Yeah.
Everyone was wearing masks, and it was in black and white.
Right.
That was a good one.
Right. So, what? You haven't had breakfast yet, then?
I'm going to have breakfast now in I think it's the Nugget Inn or something.
Right.
It's a cafe down the street.
And
they've got a cinema here with six screens.
Wow.
And it's just a little town. It's got six tiny cinema in here.
Yeah. So has the diet there affected your bowel movements at all?
Well, you know, it's very strange, the effects.
Yes.
It's almost sort of transcendental.
Yeah. Now, look, I've got your website up here. With the various, with some of the field recordings.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So we can play, I can play any of them, actually, but I think you wanted to play...
Well, the shortest one, I think, is the one that was I recorded in the bar last night, a few hours ago.
Yeah.
And I was drinking in there, and I can hear me belching, because there's this guy with a sort of rather effeminate voice talking about... afterlife experience.
To two women, it says here.
To two women, you know, if you that's not enough, there's some other stuff. But if you go to www.tregaskis.org,
You've been writing a journal, haven't you? So people, if anyone's interested, they can go to that site, Tregaskis.org, and you've got a sort of a log of your journey. Well, look. Let's play this. Let's play the this short track, and then if you stay on the line, do you want to stay on the line and speak?
If that's okay.
It'll only be a couple of minutes, won't it?
Sure.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Here we go. I hope. Yeah.
Don't know about the level.
Oh, it's. James?
Yeah, it wasn't very good, was it?
It was great.
Was it all right?
Yeah, it's very good.
I couldn't really hear it, but...
Yeah, no, that's fine. And we've got, there's a choice of, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more options here.
Some are very quiet, though. There's like trains going through the night through Silicon Valley.
Oh, that sounds good.
Right through Silicon Valley.
Yeah. All right.
Silicon Valley is like you get these jack-in-the-box restaurants, and if you call them restaurants, and car parks.
Yeah.
And office buildings. It's not very nice there. But then I stayed with some really nice people up the road. They were retired doctors, and they had a very nice little suburban place, and we had lots of sourdough pancakes on Independence Day. It was very nice.
Right, right. And have you, in the journal, I think you mentioned other bikers. You've sort of come across other bikers on the road?
Yeah, but they're all very friendly. They didn't beat me up.
Well, that's good.
Which is good.
Yes. Well, you might make it to Alaska then, at this rate.
Well, if my bike holds out, I'll do it.
How long is it going to take you, do you think?
It will probably take me about 2 months to do the
whole trip. Because the Denmark Street is studio is closing for probably 3 or 4 weeks, but maybe we could do another phone link, perhaps when you're kind of
bit nearer,
further up the road, say in about a month's time or something.
Well, you email me.
So I'll send you an email. We'll all right. Well, let's play the trains go by then.
You need to put the level up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, here goes the train.
Okay.
We haven't found it. Hang on a sec. We're going to have to backpedal a bit. Going to have to do another one, I think.
There is a bit of a pause at the beginning, if I remember. But
is there?
Sure.
79 a month, and
we're doing TV ads instead.
The power seat, my absolute favorite. Great stereo system with a CD player. What could you love better? Call Capital Expressway Ford right now for the friendliest customer service in town. Capital Expressway Ford is your home for $49 down. That's right, only $49 down, and you are driving off in this practically brand new 2007 Dodge Charger sedan, absolutely impeccable. Power seats, 19-inch premium wheels, and so much more. And a CD player that we can all sing along to. Pick up that phone and call today, $49 down. According to me, there couldn't be a better time to drive off in this 2004 Honda Accord. The price is absolutely incredible. $49 down, $339 a month. You're going to get so much, but I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to call. Call me now.
Here at Capital Expressway 4, we're stacking them deep, but we're selling them cheap. We have a beautiful 2006 Dodge Charger, brand new 22-inch tires and wheels, Flowmasters, ready to go. This car is on sale for $22,995. And like always, $49 down delivered. So what are you waiting for? Get off that couch and give us a call now.
Here at Capital Expressway Ford, we're bringing you luxury for less. This is a gorgeous 2000.
Right now, you help us, we'll help you get financed in a new Ford. Call the Capital Expressway Ford Loan Line. It's fast, it's free, it's easy. If your credit's been damaged by divorce, liens, or judgments, you may still be able to drive a new Ford today. All applications will be processed on a first-call, first-serve basis. Call 7 days a week. This week, the Capital Expressway Ford Loan Line wants to pre-approve 300 loan applications. Make sure you're one of them. Call now and get automotive credit instantly.
Hello, James.
It's wonderful. I can drive one away now. Just go and buy one. I might do that.
That sounded great. So that's just off the TV.
Yeah, and you know, if I've had divorce, or I'm bankrupt, or I'm hospitalized, I can still buy one.
Right, right.
I can borrow the money and go and buy one.
Okay. Well, we've still got some. There's still some other options. These are good recordings. What are you using to record with?
Just a mini disc player. That wasn't particularly well recorded, but that sort of adds to it, I suppose. I don't know. But it was off the TV, and I've got a little omnidirectional mic, what do you call it? You know, a little square mic thing.
There's another one here in a thrift shop buying some music.
Oh yes. Now this lady was very nice. She looked like a red Indian. Native American Indian.
First Nation. Forget it. Don't.
She was very nice to me, dear.
Okay.
Just play it.
Yeah. In a thrift shop.
In a thrift shop, right in the middle of nowhere, and it was kind of filled with rubbish.
Right. We seem to have a problem with that one as well, actually. Some of these, it says page not found, but which is why I have to go to a different one.
I was half asleep last night.
No, never mind. Well, we've got a bus in Palo Alto. Someone gets on, is helped by the driver, or in a thrift...
Yeah, the bus stops. This ramp comes down, everything stops. The driver has to chain the wheelchair down back and forth.
Yeah.
And it's really incredible how nice the bus drivers are.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they have a very complicated life as it is, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyway...
We've got another one. There's another one. Buys some things from a dollar shop in Willow Creek.
Did that work?
I don't know. Should I try it? I'll give it a try. Yes.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I think. Yeah.
Everything for a dollar, right?
Most items are $1.25.
Okay. Duct tape. It's quite useful. Christmas cards. Dried flowers, cola, chips, donuts, I've been looking for a flag, and some duct tape, thank you, is that $2 or is it a bit more?
$2.60,
okay, okay, right, now. Good day, cheers.
You too.
Bye.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, James.
So I tape the flag to the bike and off I go.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to finish up with a few records, I think. So thanks very much for phoning in. And drive carefully.
I will.
They drive in the middle of the road over there.
I know.
And we'll speak again maybe in a month.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Great.
Nice to talk to you, William.
Great.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, James. Bye.
God, in his infinite wisdom, put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth, a courageous leader and a blessed man, surely in God's plan. In his infinite wisdom, put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth. His heritage is from heaven, and the magic from above, the rapture of music and melody, of culture and of love. Yes, God in his infinite wisdom put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth. A leader with endless courage, a miracle you might say, and all who have met Nixon love him so, the genius of his way. God in his infinite wisdom put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth. God in his infinite wisdom put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Little Atoms on Resonance 104.4 FM, presented this week by myself, Neil Denny, and Padre Greedy. Little Atoms is a show about science, rationalism, humanism, and the left. And we're joined today by the journalist Martin Bright, who Padre is now going to introduce to us.
Martin Bright is political editor of New Statesman. He previously worked at the BBC, The Guardian, and The Observer, where he was Home Affairs editor. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon. Yeah.
Well, considering your main beats are the Labour Party and Islamism, it's been pretty busy for the past week, hasn't it?
It's been a good week for my beat, if not for the security of Britain. It's been extraordinary, and it's coincided with Gordon Brown's new government, and I'd already began to ask questions about what this new government would mean for this particular agenda. Mm-hmm. The Labour Party struggled to deal with Islamism. It's struggled to deal with how it should engage with it, how it should bring in people outside the usual suspects of sort of political debate and the usual self-appointed representatives of Islam in Britain, such as the Muslim Council of Britain. And in probably the last year, it seems to have moved away from its kind of usual position, which was that you simply deal with organisations that look like reputable organisations and bring them into the heart of government, and have tried a more imaginative approach. And I think a lot of people who are interested in this area have looked at the makeup of the new cabinet to see whether there are signs that there's going to be a backtracking from this, or whether they're going to stick to the new line of being a little bit more imaginative, looking more at kind of grassroots partnerships, not going to the usual suspects.
Yeah.
So how much do you think this is now Gordon Brown has taken over? What do you think his emphasis is going to be?
It's slightly difficult to read,